Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
So in last week's episode, we kind of lied about when we were going to do the album review. Not intentionally.
Unintentionally.
Yes. So we, as we started doing research for the album, we realized that we needed more time in order to like really cover everything, like theories, lyrics, productions of all the songs. So we're going to hold off on it until next week. Also, another contributing factor to why we wanted to wait till next week to do it is next week is our 107th episode. So we're just like, okay, it's Map of the Soul 7. How cool would it be if it was our 107th episode?
Yeah.
So we're sorry for kind of misleading you all in that this week would be our album review. We will for sure be doing it next week. We just really wanted deliver the justice that the album deserves. Mm-hmm. So we've already got the Google Doc going. We've already researched a decent amount for it. So definitely be looking forward to it next week. But for this week, we have the opportunity to get to talk about the manifesto.
Yeah, which we're super excited about. Like, I think that talking about Map of the Soul 7 on the 107th episode is just so freaking cute, you guys. And yeah, we really did just need some more time to research it. And we're hoping for like a Namjoon V Live or something like that. And so yeah, just and we also wanted to live in the album a little bit more, like spend some more time on the songs. Like, both of us have been really enjoying just going through and listening to the whole thing. And
feeling pressured to put out the album review right away. Mm-hmm. We're kind of getting to feel it out some more.
Yeah. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Jungkook are too damn much to handle in this video.
Oh, yes, they are way too much to handle. Or Hoseok and Yoongi better knock it off because they have been destroying me lately.
No, don't knock it off. I love that they're doing this to you. It's amazing. So if you are here for that, then you're in the right place. Because as Bethany said, today we are talking about the BTS On Kinetic Manifesto film, Come Prima. So we are really excited to get into it. But before we do want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you would like to support us further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support that you Iconics have to offer is super appreciated. We're just glad you all are here. And oh my gosh, thank you for so many reviews on Apple Podcasts, because we are now 10 reviews away from 400. God. So we're going to end up having to do a bonus episode too. It is.
That is so crazy.
I know. We're so grateful. And they're all super, super kind. And we just really enjoy the feedback.
Oh, you guys are so amazing. Thank you so much. Also, thank you for like all of your amazing tweets and like tags on Instagram this week. Like, wow. When you guys think about us, when you're like, you know who would like that? Kayla and Bethany. Wow. That is just, it's so sweet. And we absolutely love it.
It makes us all warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Also, please, this month, guys, join us in donating to our charity of the month, Facing History and Ourselves. It's a great charity that helps educate people about the various histories and atrocities around the world, educating children and teachers through really dynamic lesson plans. It's super cool. If you want to hear more information about it, listen to our first episode from February, or you can go to their website at facinghistoryandourselves.org. to find information and to also join us in donating.
And you can find a link for that in the description. So here's an overview of the episode this week. Of course, like you said, Kayla, we're going to be talking about the On Kinetic Manifesto film. So we're going to just do some general information about it. Then we'll get into the production of the song, the lyrics of the song, and then we're going to get into the actual film itself and basically go chronologically in order of the video and just fangirl and just talk about choreography bits that we really enjoyed, moments that are just you have to talk about. We couldn't do member by member because we could honestly do a full episode for each member in this video. No joke.
Yeah, seriously.
So we're just going to be going chronologically.
We're just talking through it and talking about the major points that really impacted us in all the times that we watched it. So
yes.
So this video was, of course, released on February 21st, 2020. And according to the comeback map, this is the On Kinetic Manifesto film, Come Prima. But there will still be an official music video released on February 28th for this song. On the map, it says for the lead single for both of these. So there's a lot of information going around online right now about how this is the official music video and whatever, and it's not labeled that way, and the comeback map says that there's still something else coming. So we are waiting for that.
Yeah.
Come Prima is Italian for like before, which we found is interesting and important because as we listen to this song, as we look at the lyrics, as we especially watch this video, we feel like it has specific references to previous albums and songs and moments that we can relate to. And just because we've already done a little bit of research about the album, we see those kind of references happening in the album too.
Yeah, definitely. And my sister, I remember she had called me just to talk about the album and the new song. And she said, yeah, with this Kinetic Manifesto film, she feels like it's just like old school BTS, but just reincarnated in this new way. Yes. But it gives her the feels of before. So yeah, Come Prima. I just find that very interesting that they put that there.
Yeah, it's almost just like the perfect title for what it is. And it's really what they were intending. Along with this like idea of it being a manifesto. And, you know, like we were kind of thinking about what to us it being called a manifesto means. Mm-hmm. And a manifesto is just like a public declaration of your beliefs and your thoughts and maybe even like your life's work. It's really just declaring, you know, this big truth about yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's a very strong declaration. And for this video specifically, with this song, with like the way this song sounds, with this dance video, hardcore, this mm-hmm. is a choreography driven video, and this is their manifesto.
It's a declaration. Yeah, the declaring, and that's definitely what I get from it, especially with how powerful the choreography is, the drums that are in it. It is perfectly a manifesto. Yeah.
I think it just goes along with what your sister was saying, like where it just feels like classic BTS, just like mature, evolved. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, cause it really feels like them. And so this video is like them declaring like, this is us. This is themselves, our manifesto. Yes. This is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
Fucking love it. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to share some video credits because of course, BTS being the star of this video, there are many people who work on it. So the director of this video is Young Seok Choi, working for Lumpens. And the dancers are from The Lab, which is a LA dance crew that we have spoken about before. They were on Chicken Noodle Soup with Hobie.
Yeah.
Also, the Blue Devils marching band. And then because parts of this video were shot on a drone, we have to talk about John Scher, who is the drone pilot and got these like incredible shots.
These incredible shots. When we were looking through all the credits, there's so many people involved in it, but we're like, hey, let's give the guy who's doing the drone a shout out.
Yeah. Because those drones, there was a behind the scenes video where it's almost like a dance practice of them. Like mm-hmm. they're in their full regalia and like doing the whole choreography without stopping. And there's these, just like these drones flying around yeah. that BTS is moving to like make eye contact with these drones, and just the skill of
it's flying impressive.
These and getting these shots. And yeah. I thought that was a super cool element to like use that technology in a video like this.
Oh, definitely. So for the production of the song, the producers involved were P-Dog, RM, Melanie Joy Fontana, Michael Lindgren Schultz, Suga, J-Hope, Antonina Armato, Krista Youngs, and Julia Ross. And as we get into the production of the song here, I just want to praise the fuck out of P-Dog. Because
yes.
when you look at like inside your beautifully packaged Map of the Soul 7 album, mm-hmm. Inside where all the lyrics are and like who produced the song and everything, when you turn to On, you just see P-Dog everywhere. And you see P-Dog throughout this whole album, but P-Dog for On, he is doing the keyboard, the synthesizer, the production, the vocal arrangement, the like overall productions. He is so involved. And honestly, if you guys are not following him on Instagram, you really should, because he is so committed to BTS and he's just constantly working and he works so hard and he's kind of the behind the scenes guy. And really, this song is so well produced that he really just deserves all of the praise.
Yeah, he works so hard mm-hmm. for them. And I think that P-Dog, like he's been there since the beginning. I think he really is an integral part in BTS's sound and mm-hmm. how they come together and bring a whole album together. It's a difficult thing to do, to put all these songs on an album that work together. And, you know, you can tell that he definitely has a mind for it and has helped them like really get to this point.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So beginning the song, we hear an organ playing, you know, long drawn out chords. We also hear like a keyboard because we hear some keys, kind of like a little range of keys being played. So this is kind of like a very, it's not ominous, but it is a little bit suspenseful and exciting, even just from the beginning. We start to hear like maybe even the choir come in at the beginning. So we're getting all of these really cool elements.
Oh yeah. And then there's also live drums that are played in the song, and it's the UCLA marching band that are performing these drums that were in the studio. And we really got a good vision of that and what that kind of looked like in their on commentary film dialogue that they put on Bonton TV on YouTube. And it's just, the thing about the drums is it's so essential to this song. I think it's what really makes this song unique. It makes the song very powerful and makes the song very much a manifesto with the way that the drums demand your attention. It's so essential for this song, and it really has, I think, made the song as powerful as it has.
I totally agree. And I think that this is such a BTS thing too, to have drums like this really important drum line being such a foundation for the song. And I think throughout the rest of the album, we really get that too, but we've seen this and we've heard this in previous albums and just in their music in general, where their main song is like propelled by this amazing drum.
Yeah definitely. And then really, as we've kind of gone into to look at the production of this song, I've really come to admire the live instrumentation that they use in the song. And I also think that the on commentary film dialogue that they put out, everyone in there just hearing their point of view and how much they've enjoyed working with BTS has made me realize, like, it's so incredible that they're using live instrumentation in their music.
Yeah, I think that's like something that for us makes their music translate to live shows so well. Because yes, they have a studio version that can have more background music, but their music can easily translate into live music. And some of my favorite BTS performances, you can hear those live instruments, you can hear the drums, and like there's some amazing performances of like Fire where you can just hear the live drums playing, and it is so incredible. So cool. I love that they're using these live instruments, and I feel like, again, that's something that's very BTS. Like, they, you know, they let that shine, and it translates so well. So these drums kind of throughout the song, they come in as a trap beat, but they also play a classic drumline beat, like the kind that here in the States we're all familiar. It's like the classic Americana. You're at your high school football game, like almost fight song, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's also live horns that are played in the song, and you really especially hear them in the manifesto film. But the people who are playing the horns are the UCLA Bruin Marching Band, which I think is maybe the same as the drums. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's been like multiple names that they've been called, so it could be the same people, could be different.
It's a part of the UCLA band. That's what we know. Yeah. As I said earlier, there is a choir that comes in, and so we could not find the actual name of the choir, but the choir director is Dietrich Bonner, and so he's just, it's this LA-based choir, and like we said, they're using that LA-based dance crew, The Lab, and they're using all of these, this drum line and these horns from UCLA, and it just is reminding me of the time that they spent in LA for American Hustle Life, and that's just so, you know, it took us a long time to want to go back to watch American Hustle Life. Like, Iconics asked for it for like so many times for so long, and we just never devoted the time. But when we actually did, yes, there's cringy moments. Yes, there's kind of like, that maybe that shouldn't have happened. Yeah. But they also learned so much and gained so much appreciation for the music they love. And I think in the end, like, it really was amazing. amazing to see them get more cultural information and understanding, and just to, you know, and they're always so humble. And that was really just like the beginning of, I think after people saw that when it was live, they like fell in love with who they are as people. And one of the first people to like really see their talent and to like say they have something special was Iris Stevenson. And she,
we just love her.
It's just amazing. And she was the leader. She is still currently the leader of a choir in LA. Mm-hmm. And she's just so well known. And so like all of this just, and the music video being shot in LA, it just really, you know,
it's Come Prima.
It's fucking it's Come like Prima. Before.
they've really brought in their origins, where they've come from, what they've developed from, their roots, and they're bringing it back in a way that is new and exciting and powerful, and it's not redundant.
And this is their fucking manifesto.
Their manifesto, it's just really incredible, and I can't wait for our album review, because we get a lot of those same feels with a lot of the songs on the album. There's also like a vocal throughout that's doing the do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it carries throughout the song, and it really propels the song forward. And to me, it's distinct from other songs. It just really comes forth a lot in the song. You hear it, and it sounds so good, and it really does propel the song forward.
Yeah, it's an interesting little addition, but it definitely propels forward, and we do hear it. We hear it like during the verses, during the chorus, and sometimes it's not there, and then it'll just start coming in again. It's like, oh yeah, right, we're picking up the song, we're going, and it's just another element that propels the song forward and like helps kind of build the excitement. So BTS also throughout the song are just like backing each other's vocals. Like when Taeyang is singing, you can hear Jimin doing little runs. You can hear Jungkook doing little runs. You can hear like them kind of chime in at different parts. And that's just really great. I can't wait to hear this live and to like see how much they fill in those background vocals during a live performance. But at least in the recorded version, it is really amazing just to kind of appreciate what's going on in the background. And then of course we have to talk about Jungkook's solo.
The bridge.
Oh my God, the bridge.
The best bridge that ever existed. The best bridge.
I totally did not expect this at all. Like this song really takes us on a journey from like this build up, this big build up the whole time, all of this excitement, this like frustration, this passion through the music and the drum line propelling us. And then we slow down and we get this beautiful solo where he almost sounds, it sounds like live vocals in an empty stadium, and like there's
angelic.
There's just like little like chimes or something floating around him, very simple music, and it's just him and his voice. And I just feel like I'm so happy that he got to have this moment. Like he's so
Me
deserving
too. Yeah, I mean he really is the lead vocalist, I mean, the golden maknae, and getting this little section of time here to really show off. I feel like this song is just them showing the fuck off, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah. I just love because he's just, it's been his whole life.
Yeah.
And it's been what he's worked so hard for. And for, I mean, again, going back, like this is their fucking manifesto. This is who we are. And he got to fucking show off like this incredible part of him that he has been developing, you know, for the past 7 years. And he's just worked so hard. And I just love the solo.
He's worked so hard for us. And he very much deserved this solo. So our overall feels of the song, our overall, the vibe that we get from the song is, it's so...
Now we're like all mushy-gushy, but it's like a fucking hardcore song.
It's intense. It makes me feel like I can take on the fucking world. Like, yeah. I feel so empowered by it.
Hell
and
yeah.
I mean, how do you not when you're shouting, bring on the pain?
Yeah. Like, like bring it, fucking bring it on, you know? Yeah. I can stand up to anything. And the drums and the horns are really powerful sounds that just make you feel like, you know, you can power through anything. Feel like dancing along to it. It definitely like is a fun song to to get down
it's
to.
It's fun, empowering. That's mm-hmm. the best way I can put it.
Wow. Okay. I feel like I just went through something, and all we've talked about is the production.
Let's take a breath.
Seriously. Okay. So we're going to get into the lyrics, and we're just going to kind of highlight a few that stood out to us and kind of just talk back and forth about them. Yeah. So in the first verse, which is of course Jimin and Taeyong, two lines that really grab me are "with each step, then again grows the shadow." And it makes me think back to all that we talked about during the shadow intro, during Black Swan, just like the more that they propel forward, the more success that, you know, they've gotten, the more they travel, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, the more that their shadow grows as a consequence.
Yeah. With their success.
Mm-hmm. And then they say, "I get up unsteady on my feet," which just kind of shows that kind of uncertainty that still they're facing. But again, this is like a powerful song. They're like gearing up for it to be brought on, you know?
Yeah. And this is very much what BTS does with the lyrics and with the song, is they start off with that unsure, uncertain, unsettling feeling that then disappears by the second half of the song, where they're like, fuck that, I can do whatever. Or like, I can overcome this.
Yeah.
So Namjoon, his verse, he says, "Look at my feet, look down. The shadow resembles me. Is it the shadow that's shaking, or is it my feet that are trembling?" Ugh. And he goes on to say, "Of course I'm not afraid." So it's like he sees the shadow, and it's kind of frightening because it's him and it resembles him and it looks like him. And it's a dark part of himself, but it's like, is it he who's afraid, or is it the shadow? Mm-hmm. And he like goes on to say like, "Oh no, I'm not afraid." Like, it's, you know, like to me, it just is like he's overcoming the shadow even here early on.
Or even just like not even overcoming, but acknowledging and not being afraid. Because when we mm-hmm. talked about it again, like just in earlier episodes, just in the same kind of theme, but once you acknowledge the shadow, mm-hmm. it's not scary anymore. You fix it. Once you mm-hmm. know about it, you know, it's not. And I think that's kind of what they try to get to with Shadow and Black Swan, and like Ego, like that balance between the shadow and the ego, and just like, you know, knowing that it's all you and being okay with it and not having like shame around it. And I feel like that's kind of his first step towards it, saying like, "Oh, of course I'm not afraid. Like, you know, I got it."
But I like the contrast of like, is it the shadow that's shaking? Mm-hmm. Kind of like, can the shadow be as afraid as, of me as I am of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to make it, at least. Okay. So then we get to the pre-chorus, and that's of course the "Hey Na Na Na's." But they say, "Gotta go insane to stay sane, throw myself into both worlds. Can't hold me down because you know I'm a fighter, carried myself into this beautiful prison." And to me, that just speaks to like the constant work, the more that they have to dive in as artists, and the more that they have to like mm-hmm. inspect and just look at and reflect upon for their art, and to like write these songs and to perform them. And, you know, that go insane to stay sane kind of thing. Like, how far into yourself do you have to reach? Throwing themselves into both worlds, like you think about like different personas, or just, you know, the different things that they have to do, the idol them, and then like the regular person them. And I just love the "can't hold me down because you know I'm a fighter," because it just makes me think of BTS saying fighting and army fighting and
fighting.
Yeah. And I don't feel like they've put that necessarily in a song.
No,
but now here it is. I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the word "fighter" really resonates in the song, mm-hmm. and you really hear it, especially with Jin there at the beginning.
Yeah,
but so powerful, and everything you said, just especially that "have to go insane to stay sane," because I feel that we really got that kind of sense with Shadow, with Yoongi's Shadow, that kind of being so deep inside and being so into fame and being in this idol position and being this greed, like kind of feeling lost or crazy, to really come to their senses.
Yeah, it's kind of like that idea where, like, when you're struggling with something, you have to be brought to, like, the brink, you know, to, like, mm-hmm. really face yourself and to really, like, know yeah. what's going on and to go through it. And I feel like that's what they're kind of addressing here.
Definitely.
So then in the chorus, they're saying, bring it, bring the pain on, rain be pouring, sky keep falling every day.
Oh, na, na, na.
Yeah. And this is that total, the passion, they're ready. They want to get into it. Oh, you know, this is so what they've been gearing up for.
It's so catchy. I mean, who isn't in their car just like belting this part of the song mm-hmm. every day? Don't oh, na, na, na.
Bring the pain on. Yeah, really. I mean, seriously, it's super catchy. It fits kind of like the rest of the song, what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And this is like the part in the song where we get to feel like real angsty and like frustrated and, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's that classic Bangtan.
I love it.
Yeah.
So then we get into J-Hope's verse and he says, bring the pain. It'll become my blood and flesh. Bring the pain. No fear. Now that I know the way. The no fear really resonates with me because in Tear, outro Tear, I really remember Hoseok being the one to bring forth fear into the song Tear and rapping fear so powerfully. To see that fear being brought back in his verse, it's just really empowering to me and really, really resonates with me. And I think this is him just saying, like, there's no fear anymore at this point, that the pain doesn't scare me. It's become who I am now.
Yeah, I that makes me think of back to Namjoon's Of Course I'm Not Afraid. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like they seem to have this resolve mm-hmm. that they're going to be fine. And like it's not the shadow that had its like power over them. It's the fear of not knowing or the fear of the unknown that is having this power. So I love that. No fear now that I know the way.
Yeah.
Makes me think of him driving down the road in Ego.
Oh, no. Okay.
Also in his verse, he says, breathe on the small things. And that just made us think of the Korean title of Boy With Love is a poem for the small things. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like that's a little Boy With Love reference right there.
Yes, and
I
it
just
is.
Think that's so cute.
Definitely. So then in Yoongi's verse, he raps, even if my knees drop to the ground, as long as they don't get buried, it won't matter when, no matter what. And I love this, that it's okay to fall to the ground and that even though my knees are on the ground, as long as I don't get buried by it or I'm like not fully under, it doesn't matter. I can win. I can get back up.
Mm-hmm.
Just love that message.
It's like as long as you don't let like a failure consume you.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. can keep going.
Definitely.
And that's what they've done.
Oh yeah.
Like BTS has faced, you know, no after no after you won't be successful, after you're from too small of a company, after you don't have any money, after you don't have any talent, like mm-hmm. after terrible interviews. Like how many times have they faced like
they still are. They still fucking all the time. Are. They get so much hate and they've really overcome it. And I think that is why BTS loves ARMY so much, is because they support us just as much as we support them. And, you know, I just love the ARMY BTS relationship. I get so emo mm-hmm. over it. And they do too.
Can't even talk about it right now. I will
too.
Cry.
They fucking love us. Like, we swoon over them as much as they swoon over us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, they've really have gotten so many no's, like you were saying before, which is interesting that you said no's because of how On is really kind of the reverse of their song, you know?
I didn't even try to do that.
I know you didn't, but I caught it. And I'm going to talk about
nice
it.
Good job. That's amazing.
But yeah, everything you're saying, they've found strategies and ways to overcome it.
And now they're literally saying, like, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring yeah. it the fuck on.
Come on. Wow. Yeah.
So okay. proud of them.
So then in the bridge, so we've got like the Jungkook and Jimin bridge here. Mostly Jungkook though. he ends up singing My Blood and Tears, Got No Fears. I'm singing Oh, I'm Taking Over, You Should Know. Yeah. And I like kind of the reference of blood and tears. Can't help but to think of blood, sweat, and tears.
Of course. They did it on purpose.
Yeah. And the rhyming of tears and fears. And they're just bringing it all back. And we love it when they do that because we just love connecting kind of like all the little bits and pieces that they've given us over the years and bringing it all together.
Something just like as knowledgeable ARMY that, you know, either you've been here for those moments or you've gone back and learned about those moments. And it's just kind of like makes the lyrics, makes the song extra special to us.
Yeah. All right. So those are all the lyrics that really stood out to us. We overall love the message of the song. I think we've really hit on it. But now we're going to get into the fangirling part of the episode here. Woo-hoo. So we're going to be just chronologically talking about the On Kinetic Manifesto film, fangirling over the choreography, etc.
Yeah.
So first, we're just going to talk quickly about kind of the videography and the setting in which this takes place. So like we said before, there's a drone or there's multiple drones and we get this wonderful epic bird's eye view of the lab dance crew and the Blue Devils marching band. We get to see BTS. We see like these various formations that they get into that BTS also throughout the video, like threads themselves through. It's all done so well. And then on top of this, what I think is so impressive and striking about the video is that it's kind of that one shot take video, which we really haven't seen since Save Me.
Yeah. And that was crazy for them to film.
Save Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That it was, you know, I love looking back at that Bangtan bomb of just like the behind the scenes of the Save Me shooting because it took so much skill and strategy and technique to be able to film it so flawlessly and seamlessly. And to see it at this large of a level now with this many people, this large of a setting with drones, like it's epic. It's incredible.
Oh, completely. And I just think, and we're also reminded this one shot take of the, like the very good camera video, they were totally like, what is this? Smudged. I don't know if that's the word.
Snubbed.
Snubbed. Thank you.
Smudged. They were smudged.
They were totally snubbed at like a, I don't want to say the TV network because I don't remember and I don't want to say the wrong one, but at some like TV show or like an awards show that was an outdoor stage. And why during BTS performance were they showing like camera shots from like a bird's eye view of the top of the fucking building where the people looked like ants? Like you can't
like nosebleed seats.
Like you, yeah. No, I mean, there wasn't even seats there. It was just like, you know, the fucking 15th floor of a building that was next to this. I mean, terrible. And so BTS had released that video, right? And even the
which, if you guys are interested, go check out our very good camera episode. Yeah. That was like fucking what episode?
I have no 11? Idea. No idea. But they released it basically as a fuck you to say like we performed this, we put together this awesome dance performance. You could have here's three better options that you could have done with the camera that would have been better than what the fuck you did. And one of them was literally just a straight camera straight ahead of them, didn't even move, zero effort. You know, put a camera on a tripod. And so all of this to say that it reminded us of that too, in just the fact that that song and that those dance moves was very much like a declaration of like, this is how fucking good we are. That video was like a big fuck you. And this video just being a manifesto for like who they are and that they're totally fucking showing off is kind of in the same realm at the same time.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And that just really goes along with how wonderful of camera work is done for this video. And then lastly, the setting, we can't really tell you exactly what it is, but to us it looks like a concrete floodplain, like below a bridge, like an extra dried out area of space where water could like be
run off
if needed.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all we know. Somewhere in LA. Somebody will like DM us in 4 days telling us that they know exactly where it is. But
yeah, LA Iconics, reach out to us. Let me know.
So right at the beginning of this music video, the dancers and the drum line divide as Jimin enters, which is just what a blessing. He does this super sexy crouch walk, and it really reminds me of like Tony Montana Jimin. He was so hot during that performance.
So badass.
What really gets me is that he wipes his thumb and kind of like his hand all over his lips and like smudges his lips around, and it's just so sexy.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time as he's doing this, he is simultaneously like moving his neck. He's rolling his neck. So we get jawline and like full neck exposure and like Adam's apple. All at the same time while he's like fucking, you know, harshly rubbing his thumb across his lips. Like, what the fuck?
The seduction is on. He's
like right at the beginning.
Full blown.
And then when he sings Shadow, he's just so hot. Like, fuck. He's pointing outward. His bangs are hanging down in his face, which is so,
his hair.
So hot
to
me.
His hair is such an accessory in this.
He's just from the beginning wrecking us.
He's really bringing it. And then we have this wonderful transition from Jimin to Taeyang here at the beginning. It's so smooth. And Taeyang here, he like flexes his like arms up overhead and kind of pumps them up in the air. Oh my gosh, this choreography. He just looks incredibly sexy. He looks very powerful. It's just like this power pose, but this like flexing chest arm thrusting that I've never seen him do ever before. And then after his part here, we get a real close up on his face, and we get to read that saying that's written under, like, kind of like on his upper cheek, on his cheekbone, and it reads, "The shadow like me." And right before he exits the shot here, it's such a close up shot because we can literally read what's written on his face. He like grabs his jaw to the point where his fingers are kind of pinching into his skin, and he pushes his face away out of the shot while mouthing Namjoon's "yeah." And I'm like, why does that affect me so much? I don't know. But during the research, when we were doing this, right when it transitions to Namjoon here, I'm like, okay, pause. Like, it's already too much. Like, all that's happened is Namjoon just came into the shot, and it's already too much. It's like every single one of them, they are all too much in this video. I cannot express. They are all delivering 120% of all of their effort into it.
Yeah. We were, our heart rates were so elevated.
There's not enough air.
There's not. Okay. I bet that your Apple Watch is tracking active minutes right now. And it probably was during research, because like our heart rates really get up there. Like literally we had just talked only about Jimin and Taeyang, and already we need a breath. We need a breather.
Yeah.
You know, Namjoon, we saw him for like half a second. Hold the fuck up.
Yeah, we're like, pause. Can't do it. Gotta wait.
Really?
Give us a second. Yeah. So for Namjoon's part, he does this slow squat stepping towards us, and he's like rapping to look at his feet and look down, and it's so incredibly sexy and smooth.
And he does these little like head tilts to the side when he's doing that too, like, and the way that he's looking like up at us with his smoky eyes is just fuck.
Yeah. And of course we've got this like low camera angle looking up at him, and he does this little shimmy with his shoulders where he's like staring down the fucking camera.
Oh my God.
Like, he's so powerful.
And then like on top of everything, he has this kind of like greaser style hair that's purplish, but it's pushed all the way back with just like one curl of hair forward. And this is just, this gives us ultimate bad boy BTS vibes.
Yes.
Like he's,
and we have,
goddamn,
we've been asking for it.
We literally asked for it.
We need modern day bad boy BTS, and here it is. And it's everything we thought it would be and more.
It's everything we've ever needed. Like there, I mean, we're just, it's just so hot. So sexy.
So hot.
Like Namjoon, he's in like this, like, pleather black shiny fucking suit. He's just standing out. I mean, it is that ultimate bad boy BTS.
His eyes are like threatening.
Yeah,
I feel piercing.
Oh God, I just. And then after Namjoon's verse, like Jikook, they just casually stroll in like it's nothing, and they kind of weave between the dancers. The dancers are in this kind of square lined up formation, and they weave in and out, and it's kind of a neat illusion.
It's a really neat illusion. And what I love too about the dancers there with them, they do this choreography where they rock back and forth with straight legs, which is very like military marching band like, and then they kind of like exit out of the shot with like very straight legs and straight arms with like the drumsticks in their hands, and the whole illusion is just really great. And it looks incredible.
Yeah, and their voices just sound, they just blend so well together here. I just love, I feel like it's rare that in a song Jimin and Jungkook get to sing together and get to sing parts together. I feel like normally they're kept kind of separate, or they have competing lines. So just hearing their voices wrapped up together, singing back and forth, it's really nice. It's a real treat.
It's new. Yeah. It's refreshing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So then enters Kim Seokjin with his gorgeous fucking hair. Oh my goodness, it's so long and dark and piecey and wavy, and it's just flowing in his face. He looks so incredibly handsome, so incredibly sexy. I cannot rave enough
about this amazing looks hair. Like,
his hair is just so great. But he also has like a jean jacket on. Well, I guess it's half jean jacket. Like the front of it is jean and the back of it is like full leather like material. And if you are one of our patrons, definitely go check out our Google Doc, because there was this still, he's not even center, he was like in the back. I'm like, Kayla, we need a screenshot of this picture of Jin. He looks so
goddamn beautiful.
So beautiful. Like, so
it's
gorgeous.
So stupid how, like, literally perfect and gorgeous. Like, he looks like just, I mean, Renaissance art. Like, I just don't understand how his face is so perfect, but then he has this, like, amazing, strong, but long neck.
His neck.
Like, God. His neck. And he looks so effortlessly perfect too. Mm-hmm. It's just wow. Just wow. You guys, It's only $1 a month for the Patreon to get the Google Doc.
We just want to show you these photos.
Listen, we're too lazy to like, and we have too much going on in our lives to like post them all to Instagram and Twitter, and you wouldn't even see them on there anyways. You'd like, the post would go past and you would never even notice us post it. But like, you won't even notice $1 a month and you can see these fucking pictures. Okay.
Yes. It's worth it.
That is worth it. That's
this picture alone.
Just this picture alone is worth $1.
We're heated because of this video.
Yeah.
We're just mad at BTS right now
for being too hot. I thought that we put out a formal request. Okay. We can't handle this anymore.
We can't.
Okay. So I'm done ranting and raving about Jin.
Okay. So the next thing we're going to talk about, we have to give a timestamp for, because it's definitely one of the most iconic parts of the entire video.
Oh, yeah.
It's at 129, guys. This is where Jungkook comes front and center, and he drops down for the choreography. They pound their fists into the ground, and as he starts to come up, Jungkook is wearing this very loose like tank that is cut from the armpit all the way down to his hips. I mean, like the biggest arm sleeve hole ever. Yeah. And he's got this leather jacket that just magically swifts with his movement in the most perfect way ever, that while he's dancing so hard to this choreography, the looseness of the tank, the openness of the tank, the jacket moving so perfectly with his body, his nipple is freed and it comes out and we see it and it's really great. And then he's got his super strong defined obliques coming out with it. And we all freaked out We all freaked out over this nipple slip.
If you thought you freaked out for like his abs during Fake Love.
Oh, this is.
I mean, this is so much better. This is like.
This, nothing peck, compares.
Peck nipple. Like, I mean, his chest, his like, I mean, all of his muscles are like flexed because he's in like this, you know, very specific dance move and he's really working and just, you can see like everything going
on. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Also, lost my train of thought. When he comes back up, like he's slamming his fist on the ground, and that's when like we get the full nipple exposure just from all the movement going on. But when he comes back up and he's making eye contact with the camera, like his facial expression at the same time is super menacing, like furrowed brows, glaring at the camera, super sexy. Again, mm-hmm. bad boy BTS. And this just really adds to how just fucking hot this whole moment is.
This is why we're all fucking bulletproof now, is because we have to like literally shield ourselves from like this shit, okay?
From this attack.
They've been training.
We're in the
us.
Army. We've been training all this time. Oh, God damn it. So right after this, Jimin comes front and center. And for a lot of his part front and center, we get a kind of drone shot all around, which is super cool. But then we are absolutely blessed with a sustained close-up shot of Jimin. We get a couple different facial expressions going on, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, and he is demonic for sure. The demon is out for this entire video. He's ultra sexy.
Yeah.
He's already like, sexy just by existing, but this is ultra.
Totally just by existing. This is like exactly what like I feel like myself and all other Jimin stans have been like hoping for, because he's just so fucking sexy and perfect looking, and like the hair, the bangs, the forehead, the dance moves, like he's got everything. His fucking voice, his lines in the song, just amazing. This deserves a timestamp too. Right at 1:36, he does this hair flip. So he gets full forehead exposure. And he's also looking at us with this sexy, smoky eye. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of whips around. So the other side of his face is, you know, more towards the camera. And just this movement makes his bangs fall down right, just barely covering his eyes. Like you can tell he's still looking in the camera's direction, but it's like sharp jawline, perfect lips, neck with like straining and like this necklace around it, but then his eyes are kind of covered and it's just a little bit of mystery, and it's just super sexy.
Very sexy.
God. I just like really feel like I can't take a breath during this. Like for 4 minutes and 58 seconds of this song, like armies, we're holding our breath.
Yeah.
You can now hold your breath for that long because we don't have time.
We're all athletes now.
We can all go swim now and like break records because we don't need oxygen.
It's true. So then, of course, after this, Jung Ho Sok comes in with his verse, and guys, this whole part, his whole verse, first off, it's not long enough. It's just not long enough.
It's never long enough.
That's how I feel about every Hosok verse. It's just never long enough. But
we always need more.
He looks so damn hot, and his flow changes up this pace of the song so much, and the way that he like uhs and yes and ooh. Fuck, okay? Like, it's just so, it wrecks me. I'm so wrecked. Every time this part comes on, I really am just struggling to get through it.
Yeah. I feel like I have trouble processing how hot he is. Like, it's insane to me. He's wearing these half-zipped coveralls that are unzipped all the way down to, like, his hips, and then he's just letting the torso and the arms just dangle down behind him. Mm-hmm. And his hair is also in this middle part that's showing so much of his amazing forehead and his just super perfect face, and he's just so fucking hot like this whole time. I just I really can't process how he looks so good.
Yeah, and on top of this incredible outfit and like his hair and the forehead, he just looks so hot. He looks so grown up. Oh my, like man, full on man. But on top of it, he has this black like mesh shirt that is see-through, and we even get to see a little bit if you're looking for it like I am because I'm a perv, but you can see his nipple too.
Yes. More nipple.
Yeah. And I really honestly wish we in the like behind the scenes of the footage, we get to see more like close up of the choreography. You get to see more of his footwork that he's doing. And guys, truthfully, everything Hosok is doing during his verse takes so much skill. He has so much balance and muscle control. It's unreal. I mean, we've said this before, we all know, but like, I really cannot rave about it enough. And then,
I mean, it's just, it's always amazing. It's always perfect when he dances, and it's always evident how much work he puts into perfecting what he does because it's just his passion. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how many times we talk about it, because like every description that we give of it, like never can even do justice to how incredible his dance is.
And then at 1:49, we get a tongue slip from Hosok. And God, when this happened during research, I literally yelled at Hosok and I like called him a fucker. Like that's how enraged I was.
You were like, you were so pissed off. You were literally, okay, this tops the moment where you couldn't even talk and you just double flipped me off on FaceTime, like about Taeyong or something. But like, you were literally like, Hosok, you fucker.
Yeah, I was like, so mad.
Like, how can he possibly do this to you?
Tongue slip while, like, at this angle and his jaws flexed and he's just being so hot.
Unnecessary. Also, can we talk about during his entire verse that Yoongi and Taeyong are backing up his choreo? I just love it so much. Mm-hmm. I love this little subunit. I just think they're so cute, and I love like these two dancers backing up Hosok. Yeah. And it also makes for a perfect transition into Yoongi's verse because he kind of turns around and starts his verse breaking out of that little formation.
The soap transitions are always on point.
Oh my God. Staple. They're literally fucking perfect.
They're such a BTS staple, all the soap transitions. Yeah. But just before they transition into Yoongi's verse, they all, like the three of them line up, and with the music, they kind of like act like they're taking a shot, like one right after another. And it's so perfectly synced up. And I just love the effect of it. And when I watch it, I was like, the flavor. Like, it's so good. It also really reminds me of Dionysus.
Oh, yeah. And we're not pointing out that many like specific choreography moments, but there's so many little moments like that where you're kind of like, that kind of reminds me of that one dance, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Super cool. Call me prima.
Yeah. So then we get into Yoongi's verse. Guys, I'm so sorry that I'm just like being completely destroyed.
Wrecked. Destroyed.
I'm fucked up. I can't function. So
on Jung-Hosok and Min Yoongi.
Yeah, I'm struggling. So the main thing that really struck me with Yoongi's verse is he has this part where he turns to the side a little bit and just points real aggressively towards the ground. And like really that point is so, and like, it's so powerful. It's so striking to me. It's like made me lose my breath along with the entire rest of the video, but just really affected by it. And I love his like smudgy eyeliner that he has on, which kind of brings back that like bad boy BTS again. But while he has this like threatening kind of like bad boy smudgy eyeliner, he has these real beautiful silver dangling earrings. And I just love that we get the best of both worlds with BTS here.
Yeah. I feel like we are almost, and I'm just thinking this because I'm staring at these two amazing pictures of Yoongi, but we're almost getting like some of the best elements of like past comeback styles. Mm-hmm. Like his like silver sexy undercut hair is making me think of like fire. Oh, yeah. The smoky eye and the earring is like totally blood, sweat, and tears.
Danger.
Like the black and the leather is danger. Mm-hmm. And even like they're all wearing these longer shirts that go down like past their hips, and that so reminds me of like that Save Me era too.
Yeah.
And together, it's just all so fucking hot. And you know what? This point moment that he has, mm-hmm. you can fucking see like his eye whites, even with all of like the Ooh. Smoky liner going on. And Them that's eye whites. Really hot.
Those you know how we feel whites. About some eye whites.
Kink, major kink.
Oh my God.
It's been
God.
A while since we talked about the eye whites. Nobody's even going to know what we're talking about it's anymore. Just like go, if anyone can find that episode when we first talk about, I believe,
we've really been eye doing whites. This podcast for so long now. We so don't long. Even know.
We have no idea. Okay, so also during Yoongi's verse, he just, I have to mention that he does that kicking choreography where he literally, if we were there and if we were the camera instead of the camera, mm-hmm. he would have kicked us in the fucking face. And I just like to say, whenever I watch that, like, yes, kick me in the face. Absolutely. Like, you know, if anyone's gonna abuse and degrade me like that, I want it to be Min Yoongi. Yes. Like, just put me out of my misery, please. Yes. And it totally reminds us of Idol mm-hmm. with all of that kicking choreo. And then all of the time in his verse when he says, I don't give a, ugh, we're just like really, just say fuck.
Let the boy say fuck.
Just let him say, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Or I don't give a shit. Or whatever it is.
I don't give a,
But he looks super hot during that part of the video. Oh, yeah. And also when he's doing that, BTS is behind him playing like with drumsticks, like miming that they're playing on the drums too.
And you don't even really notice them because you're just so focused on Yoongi.
Completely.
So after Yoongi's verse, we get another kind of hook with V-Min together, and it's just such a great shot.
Okay, this is my second favorite part of the video, at least for Jimin, yeah. because we get the iconic yes. jacket off of his shoulder, totally on purpose, 100% deliberate, flips his jacket off of his shoulder, and we get to see his full shoulder and like some armpit and muscle and like, you know, and it's just so, it's so him. It's so perfect. I love that this Jimin moment was in the fucking manifesto. Yeah,
it's another BTS staple and they put it in there.
Fucking iconic.
It is iconic. So during the main choreography, here during the chorus, we get Center Taeyong and Center Seokjin. It's incredible. This choreography is so impressive. They arch and circle their backs. Like, they really arch back so much. I'm so impressed with how quick they can whip their torsos around. Like, how they do that so fast, so fluidly, without like losing balance is just incredible. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But I just have to say, like, Taeyong is killing the choreography, and so is Jin. And truly, like, they are just giving everything, and you can see it. They are working so, so hard for this video. They're just both. I just want to praise my bias and my main bias record here, because they are so fluid. And especially Jin during the like hand circling choreography, he looks so fluid, and just, it's like second nature to him doing this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that fluidity, even like when we talk about J-Hope and like Jimin and Jungkook, like just moving their bodies so effortlessly. Mm-hmm. And wow, Jin and Taeyong are really doing that too with these circular motions and all the mm-hmm. hand movements. Like, you can tell they've really worked hard.
They've worked very hard.
So during Jungkook's solo, kind of reminiscent of Namjoon's Greaser vibes, we get 50s Greaser vibes from Jungkook with that amazing black hair undercut, pushed back, little bit in his face.
Just like, on one side, yeah. Ooh.
Mm. Slick, yeah. Super sexy. Yes. Also a little bit of Airplane Part 2 Mama performance vibes with this walking forward during his solo. It kind of reminds us of, kind of walking down the runway, just him like that. Really, what the main things we have to say is just his pipes are incredible. Mm-hmm. This part of the song, he's just so passionate. You can see that coming through in how he's singing it. You mm-hmm. can really see it in his face, how much he feels the words that he's bringing forth.
Yeah. And then when he gets like a little bit closer to the camera and he's walked towards us, the camera is like down at this, God, it's at such a freaking low angle, you know, like we're looking up at him. And guys, I put a picture, a screenshot in the Google Doc. and he like grabs the back of his neck. I don't know why this turns me on so much.
It's so hot.
It's so hot. And we talk about Jungkook's flex cheeks all the time. And now we have a perfect shot of it. If you don't know what we mean by flex cheeks, please check out our Google Doc because we have the most perfect screenshot where you see exactly what we're talking about. Like his
real high quality.
High quality flex cheeks, jawline, neck touching.
Oh my God.
The angle is, I don't know. It's okay. It's, I can't look at it for too long.
It is the perfect angle to imagine looking up at him if he were on top of you. That's just what it is.
Basically, you're just putting it out there.
Yeah.
You're telling the truth.
That's just how it is, you guys. And that's why it's so fucking hot. This camera angle is just too powerful and like dominant. And he's mm-hmm. too manly for us to like, for our minds not to wander, really.
I'm gonna scroll down.
I gotta get past it. Yeah. So then after his amazing solo, like suddenly we get a fucking dance break. Like
totally didn't
what?
Expect this. Totally didn't expect this. And guys, I was being such a dumbass at 1 a.m. I was watching this and like for all of you who watched it when it first dropped, BTS started off like counting down and like starting off like how excited they were for the video. And then they counted down from 10, right, leading right into the video. And this original video, for whatever reason, stopped just before the dance break, like where they all line up and they're like, it actually stopped just before Jungkook's solo part. So I didn't even know about the solo part. And I kept watching it for like over an hour because I didn't refresh it. And I'm like, it's so frustrating because it just stops. Like it just stops. And then when I go to find out that like I go and see the actual full video that I was not only missing the solo, but the entire like dance break that I was so not expecting.
Yeah, that I had no idea that even happened, that they had like a limited special version of the video that went out that had them counting down to it. That's crazy. That's very cool to me.
Yeah, it was very different.
Really, mm-hmm. for me, when this dance break happened, like when Jimin, you know, kind of hits the camera to look up at the sky and it comes back down, my jaw dropped, like literally dropped. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding? Like I was in bed. I woke up Jordan. I was like hitting him like they're doing a fucking dance break in the middle of this video. I totally did not expect it. I mean, again, it's really them showing off. Like they're really, this is their manifesto. This is like,
this is what they do.
This is what they right? fucking do.
This is them.
This is why like they know they fucking look good. They're confidently dancing. And like, this is why they're the best in the world because they mm-hmm. make music like this. They're incredible live performers and they can fucking dance. All 7 of them can dance like this, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their movements throughout this dance break are just so powerful and strong and skillfully done and just really obviously thoroughly enjoy it. And again, kind of relating those dance moves back to what we said earlier, like some of these dance moves during this dance break are where we really see things that are reminiscent of mm-hmm. previous hit track choreography. Again, like nodding to that past, that Come Prima yeah. kind of idea.
Definitely. And they're all doing such a fucking incredible job. They're all so confident. They all look so skillful. But I just have to point out 2 things that really stood out to me with the dance break here is we got the shot of Min Yoongi front and center for this bit of the dance break and he punches the ground and when he comes back up mm-hmm. he snarls so hard at the camera like holy shit Yoongi at this part. And then also this is so random but at the end of like getting towards the end of the dance break there Jungkook is front and center again and there's like this real cool dance move that looks like they're in this like wide surfer stance and they wave their arms and Jungkook just does it so well. But to me, this dance move maybe is a little reminiscent of like DNA or something. But truthfully, I've never seen a dance move quite like this. And they're hitting every beat of the song. They're just so in tune with all of it. It looks just incredible and it's so well done.
Yeah, they're each so precise in the dance moves that they do, and like the execution is so specific, and there's a lot of little things that go into each bigger dance move, and it's just 100% showing off just totally what they are.
And then at the end here, after the dance break, we kind of get a breather, not really, but they all line up in a straight line. And it's, I mean, I really feel like this is all of BTS put into one. They are like delivering everything that they've ever done and ever, like, you know, have accomplished over the years and putting it into this one manifesto. Mm-hmm. And they line up at the end. We've got Jin in the center. He's standing out with that jacket. We've got that line that they're in is very reminiscent of Not Today. It's reminiscent of DNA. It's even Idol a little bit, where they kind of line up like that to end the song.
Mm-hmm. This is such like a powerful ending because, like you were saying, it really is like it is the coalescence of everything that they're doing. And at this time when they're kind of lining up, their dancing is a little bit more relaxed and they're kind of like soaking it all in. Like it kind of seems like they're soaking in the vibe and the feeling of the moment, really living in it, really just absorbing this song here as it's almost come to a close. And then definitely my favorite moment, especially for Jimin, is when he comes front and center here and the demon comes out too, because this fucking body roll that he does, like it starts at his shoulder during Bring the Pain On, and then at 4:41, BTS, all of their arms are up. So him bringing his arms there in the air, we see a full like nipple slip, armpit, chest, because he's also wearing that deep sleeve cut tank top underneath his jacket. Just full amazing. Nipple. And if that full nipple, and if that weren't enough, he goes into this full body roll where again, he takes his jacket off of his shoulders. We see his whole pec and ribs, and like, the best part is that his hand slides from like his collarbone down his chest, down his torso, like to his hips. And it is so seductive, so sexy. And it's moving with the roll of his body. Oh my God. And like also the camera angle, like the camera's pretty low. So again, we're getting that like visual imbalance, that kind of like dominant feeling from him. It's just so fucking hot. Yeah,
it's and jarring.
I was not expecting. Okay. Like the song's almost over. They're doing like their last chorus he fucking went off. And that's something that for me, like this is like the third or fourth like nipple slip during this video. I feel like in the past, Big Hit would have like reshot or like edited it out or like put tape over it or something. But no, it's just fucking there. And I don't know what we did to deserve it, but thank you.
Thank you. And then at the end, I love how kind of like Jungkook comes back to the front. The camera zooms in. I think it's really neat how they're singing on and on and on. And he's flipping his hands towards the camera. It's just a cool effect. And after this, at the very end of the music video here, or not the music video, the film, the manifesto, they line up at the very end and they look the opposite way. They turn their backs to the camera. They're all lined up and wrap their arms around each other. And then they look up towards the sky together. And I just want to scream like Bulletproof Boy Scouts. Like,
yes. You know what I love about this? Because in so many of their songs, like list off any hit track and they probably end the song by turning their backs facing us and like throwing up some sort of like hand motion, doing some final pose. And this time they turn around and they throw their arms around each other and just, you know, like a big long group hug almost. Yes.
It's the best way to end it.
Yeah. Wow. This fucking song and this video really brought us on a journey. Yes. We totally got into our feels mm-hmm. over the lyrics and over some background info on the production mm-hmm. and then fucking flipped out and fangirled over this manifesto film. Such an interesting choice and totally makes sense to us to call it a manifesto. Mm-hmm. I'm still blown away.
Every time I watch it, I'm blown away. They really, no one is doing it like BTS. Absolutely no one.
It's so
and
true.
And everyone can like, stop being so shocked that BTS is dominating the world right now.
Seriously.
That's like, what this fucking manifesto is about, you know? Like, this is it. This is the reason why. How can you watch this and listen to this song and see their performance and dance skills and not understand how they're completely dominating the music industry around the world?
Yes. Yes. I was literally thinking, like, this is the new performance. This is the new song that we show people to get mm-hmm. them into BTS. Because how could you see this and not understand?
How could you not see it and not be impressed?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it is incredibly impressive. Yeah. I think it's so well done. I'm so happy that they put this out. And I mm-hmm. love the song. And I love the fucking amazing choreography.
Yes, me too. Thank you. Thank you, BTS.
Thank you. So if you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You can write a review on iTunes or Google Play or really wherever you listen. It means a lot to us. We love reading them and they're just so special and you guys are so kind and amazing. So if you haven't done that yet, please do that for us. You can also let us know if you enjoyed an episode or if you have any thoughts or feelings or additional comments by sending us an email or by reaching out to us via social DM. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.